Stay tuned for the Man of God shows with Mr. Man.
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. I will counsel you and watch over you.
Yeah, this is Mr. Man. I want to talk to you today about something that's been on my heart recently. For one thing, in regard to putting the show together, I believe the Lord gave me the name for this show called The Man of God Shows. And the reason for that is that a lot of people out there in schismo land, as I call it, which are just schisms created in the name of churchianity or Christianity, which I like to call crustianity, the men that run those shows, a lot of times from a stage with bright lights, dancing back and forth, doing the hem and haw chicken walk with a hand scarf up to their face, wiping their brow, raising their voice, lowering it, doing everything dramatic and theatrical they can think of, a lot of times they've just added that kind of training. When they show, it's a real show, and it's a vain show according to the Lord. When the Man of God shows, it's a quiet, peaceful show. That person can walk into your town. They can come into your coffee shop. You can invite them into your house. They can sit down and have dinner with you. You've just met them, whatever. And it's a peaceful and quiet spirit that the Lord himself had. The Prince of Peace, the King of Salem, they were all peaceful men. They were not harried or hurried or irrational in their spirit, but they were calm. That's the kind of spirit and nature that a real shepherd of God needs in order for the sheep not to get too shook up when they're around that person. Anybody knows that animals and beasts oftentimes reflect the nature of the person that's around them. And if you have a horse and you have a person on a horse that's all harried and shook up and nervous, that horse will be like a receptacle. It will be a receiver of the nature of that person that's on it, and it will act in kind. It can just determine what the problem is with a person that's on its back. And the Lord doesn't want to send somebody into your life that wants to be on your back, so that you have to pick up every little nuance and every little problem that they have in their own personal life. He wants to send you a new creature in Christ that reflects the nature of Jesus, because that's who the new creature in Christ is. The new creation is the Spirit of Christ dwelling in that person, manifesting his spirit, his gifts, his nature. So the Man of God, when he shows, it's a peaceable spirit for a peaceable kingdom. When you live in a peaceful neighborhood, you don't have, and some of you may have this problem, not living in a peaceful neighborhood, but you don't have constant screaming and yelling by your neighbors down the street. You don't have dogs barking. You don't have gunshots fired from drive-by shooting. You don't have ambulances going back and forth all the time or fire trucks. You don't have the constant clamor of traffic and a constant disturbance. What you have is a quiet, peaceful place. The kingdom of heaven is a quiet and peaceable place. That's why the Prince of Peace rules over the kingdom of heaven. If you've ever met real men of God that really show up and really reflect the nature of Jesus, it's a nature that's peaceful. It's calm. It's where you've been led to a place where the waters are still and the grass is tall. And it's just a place that says, be comforted, my people. Enter into the peace and comfort that the Lord provides. Enter into his shelter. enter into a place that's encouraging and embracing and protective. Like the Lord refers to himself when he speaks of Jerusalem and says, oftentimes I would have taken you under my wings like a hen takes its chicks under her wings, and you would not. And that's a place of shelter, that's a place of comfort that a mother hen provides for her chicks. And our confidence and our trust is in the Lord. So I want you, when you think of this show, that I feel directed at this particular time to bring you, in all the shows, think of it as the Man of God shows. And if the Man of God isn't showing up in regard to this show, and it's just another man who's trying to vainly present himself to draw accolades and attention to himself because he wants to be somebody and make a reputation or a name for himself, then turn the thing off and don't listen. If that's what you discern is happening, make sure that you don't listen, because the reason you want to listen to me or anyone else that claims to be a man of God is because Jesus is speaking to you as the oracles of God through that person, and it's the Spirit of the Lord that's ministering to your heart. And if you're in a place, like I spoke of earlier, where there are schisms and there are men that show up on stages and speak to you on Sunday mornings, and they do the dance on the stage and they do the hymns and the ha's, and everything is theatrical and it's all made to look right, then that's not the Man of God showing. That's the carnal nature, the outward man that appears for a moment, the Lord says, like a vapor and then passes away. The glory of the flower of the field that shows up for a moment, and the heat comes and tribulation comes and it disturbs it and it wilts away. The man in his best state is altogether vanity. And I guarantee you that this natural man, this outward covering, this tabernacle that the Man of God is in, is vanity. That is altogether vanity, and there's nothing there that you should desire or require. Just like the Lord himself said of himself in Isaiah 53, that when he would appear on the earth, that there was no outward beauty or manifestation of a glorious individual like what the world trusted in and looked to that would appear, but it was like a root out of dry ground, and there was no form nor comeliness in him that we should desire him. And that's what God requires of his messengers. He doesn't want people to be wearing beautiful outward garments or appear well trained and well practiced, like people that go to a school of theatrics or acting so that they can best deliver a message in front of TV cameras or on a radio. He wants just regular individuals that know how to speak by the Spirit and touch men's hearts. So I thank you for being willing to listen to the things that the Lord will have me share. I will try to only talk to you about the things that God wants me to talk to you about, and I'll try not to be attempting to be entertaining or to be cheesy or cheeky or any of those things, just to keep your attention. And I hope that you take anything I say to the Lord and let him weigh it for you one way or the other, whether it's true and sound and just measurement from the kingdom of heaven or a true and sound weight that he delights in. Amen.
The beginning of wisdom.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the Holy One. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the Lord.